is your creative innovation?
A clever invasion of your neighbor's privacy.
Hi, this is David Alan Greer.
And Tamara Carlton.
For How We Manage Stuff.
We're going to explore the idea of consumer privacy today with Maureen Olausen, who is one of the five commissioners of the Federal Trade Commission.
In an episode that we're entitling, What Do You Know and How Do You Know It?
We're going to have to explain the Federal Trade Commission in this episode.
Yes, we probably are.
Because I would bet that most people don't associate data privacy with that agency.
I suspect not.
If you asked someone on the street who is in charge of consumer data privacy, they'd probably say the CIA or the FBI.
Or the National Security Agency. Operation PRISM, phone records, metadata, Edward Snowden.
And the Federal Trade Commission would not be the first agency on their mind.
Or even the last. It's not that well known. There are several other agencies that deal with more concrete aspects of the internet.
Sure, the Federal Communications Commission, for example. It regulates internet infrastructure.
You mean the tubes that carry the data?
Well, the internet service providers.
And then there is the National Telecommunications and Information Administration.
It oversees more of the operational aspects of the internet.
Which means that the Federal Trade Commission is something like the Consumer Protection Bureau of the internet.
But even that isn't a perfect description of the agency. It got its start as the office that oversaw the antitrust and unfair competition laws that were created at the start of the 20th century.
True. We have another case of a 20th century organization.
Almost 19th century, really.
Yeah, almost 19th century that's having to adapt to the world of the 21st.
Cold air. Heavens, this is good.
Who's there?
It's me, Evelyn.
Isn't it hot outside?
Not too bad, but I walked all the way back from the Federal Trade Commission offices with our little visitor, Maddie.
Did our future business leader like it?
Oh, I think so, but you'll have to ask her yourself.
Did she get to see one of the commissioners?
Well, no, but she talked with one of the assistants, and that seemed to satisfy her.
And did little Maddie have any substantive questions?
She asked about data and apps for children. I was impressed.
Good for her.
And then she got distracted. She thought she saw Janet Yellen.
The head of the Federal Reserve, did she?
Don't believe so. I think she saw a grandmotherly tourist that looked like Janet Yellen.
Oh, too bad.
But just imagine the scene that starts when a little girl runs up to you and says, "You're the Federal Reserve Chair."
Cute. Where's Maddie now?
She's over in the park with Anna, the intern, and Rohit from IT. I think that Anna hopes that Rohit might listen to Maddie's idea for her little startup.
Pigeon! Yay!
Rohit, I think you need to do it.
I don't know.
Maddie respects you. She does.
She really doesn't know anything about me.
But you work with technology. You do. And she likes technology.
Well, what if her idea just isn't any good?
You have to encourage her. You do. That's what adults are supposed to do with children. It is. You find something good and encourage it. I always tell you how good you look in your suit.
But what if there's nothing there?
There will be. Maddie, can you come here and show Rohit your new app?
Mm-hmm. Will you hold this stick?
Sure.
It's Skippy's. He likes it. Okay, here's the phone. See the Lily and Mola Gilbert sticker on it?
Yes. That's very nice. Is that your app?
No! Here it is.
Okay. What's it called?
Invisible Friend.
Invisible.
Invisible Friend.
Maddie, this button doesn't seem to work.
That's because I put it on with a Sharpie. We didn't finish the code. It's only a beta. I learned that word from Mr. Crocker. It's a funny word. Beta. Beta, 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 beta.
So the app doesn't work?
No, it works. But the button doesn't work because it's a beta.
So what do I do to make it work?
It's augmented reality. Just hold it up, silly. Beta, beta,
oh,
beta.
Wow. This is so cool.
What is happening?
Well, you see a park, and then there are these creatures.
The Invisibles.
The Invisibles, I guess, walking around. They're smiling and holding out their hands. This is so cool.
Oh, that's good. Really good. What are the Invisibles.
They're your invisible friends.
Invisible friends, like friends you can't see.
Of course, oh, wow. Silly.
You could really interact
but
they're
with them. Real.
Look, I got him to wave. Wait, but why didn't you call it invisible friend?
We wanted to call it imaginary friend, but we couldn't get the name of or the URL. Then we tried for invisible friend, but that was taken. Why are all the good names taken?
How do you draw the invisible friends?
Invisible.
Invisible friends. How do you draw them?
The camera takes the picture and sends it to the crowd to add the invisible friends. The crowd knows where you are because of the GPS. And then there is data from security cameras screened to the crowd, and the crowd figures where it is safe to go, so it puts invisible friends there because that is where it is friendly. And that's what the app does. It shows where you can be friendly. But it's only a beta.
Wow,
the help me button doesn't work. It's just
so
a beta.
So good.
So this app is supposed to help kids be safe.
It's supposed to give you friends. Invisible friends who look after you when your mommy and daddy aren't there.
You know, we should really show this to David and Tamara. We really should.
Yeah, or maybe even Vinny.
Oh, that's me. Hello, it is I, Anna, Executive Social Coordinator of How We Manage Stuff. Okay, sure, Tamara. We have to go back to the office if we want to see the interview with Maureen Olhausen of the FTC. Rohit?
Yeah, right. Sure.
Maddie, let's go. Do you want to see Ms. Olhausen?
Yes, but I got what I needed from her assistant. Come on, Skippy!
We're in the Washington office of How We Manage Stuff with Maureen Olhausen, who is one of the commissioners of the Federal Trade Commission. Welcome, Commissioner.
Well, thanks so much for having me, David. I'm delighted to be here and to get a chance to speak to your audience, which is an important audience for the FTC as we move forward in new technologies and trying to give guidance to people acting in this space.
Could you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So I'm an attorney. I was interested in the intersection of competition and consumer protection law. So I went and worked at the FTC for a number of years, and I headed up the Internet Access Task Force. And that's where I really started to get involved in the intersection of new technologies and consumer interests, you know, new forms of competition, kinds of things that we need to be aware of to make sure that all these different factors come together well. After I left the commission, I was a partner in a law firm until I got the opportunity to come back to the FTC as a commissioner.
We're going to have to ask this question, so we might as well do it now. Many of our listeners might not be familiar with the Federal Trade Commission. Can you explain what it is and what it does?
So the FTC is the country's premier consumer protection agency. We protect against unfair and deceptive acts or practices. We've done things like the Do Not Call rule. You may have heard about that. But I think for your listeners, the thing they're probably most interested in is our work in online privacy and data security, where we've been the premier agency in this space, really going back to the 1990s when the internet started to become a consumer level experience. Our work has just continued to expand and grow in that space as the technology available to consumers has changed and flourished, and as new business models have jumped up to fill the demand for new consumer services based on these new technologies.
And what's its role in internet commerce? There are clearly other organizations that oversee aspects of the internet, such as the Federal Communications Commission and the Department of Commerce.
We have general authority really over all parts of the internet ecosystem. Until recently, we also had authority over ISPs, but the FCC's recent reclassification of broadband as a common carrier service has pushed the FTC out of that authority. But generally, almost everything involved in the technology space, the FTC can play a role. So we've brought enforcement actions against entities like Twitter and Facebook and Google, against apps that didn't have appropriate security, against handsets that also had security issues. There's a good chance any product that your listeners are listening to this on, the FTC has oversight over.
So you are protecting consumers through consumer data.
When you collect data, there are obligations that go along with it. And that's what I think developers should think about at the beginning.
Are there issues beyond privacy that are of interest to the Federal Trade Commission?
Privacy is a good thing, but it's not the only concern. And the way the FTC thinks about it, or I like to think about it, is that our job is to make sure that consumers have the information they need to make their choices and to make sure that once they make a choice, that choice is respected, but not to get in and make choices for consumers or take choices away for consumers.
We've heard that the FTC had to take a look at the data collected by the game Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. Hottest topic right now, there were some concerns about the amount of data that Pokemon Go was asking for from users by their own admission. They said, oh, well, we didn't really need all that, so we're going to change how we ask for it. And I think that was, you know, an example of saying at the beginning, why are we collecting all this?
Which brings us to the Internet of Things. Pokemon Go is really an example of the Internet of Things. The idea that the internet can be used to connect a lot of different devices that collect a lot of data. What issues concern the FTC?
So the FTC is very interested in the Internet of Things because this seems to be a fantastic new frontier for innovation and for consumers, right? Consumers are going to be using all of these things that are connected to the internet, and there are certain privacy and data security implications for that.
And you see the FTC as not only protecting consumers, but also as protecting the Internet of Things as a point of innovation.
If companies don't take the appropriate steps to protect consumers' privacy, that's going to make consumers pretty uncomfortable. The idea of unauthorized surveillance in the home is something folks worry about when they're starting to invite all these internet-connected devices into their home.
What kind of steps has the FTC taken to secure customer privacy?
For an example, the FTC brought a case against a company called TrendNet that had an internet-enabled camera called SecureView for home security and watching your children and, you know, that kind of thing. So it was, they had an obvious security flaw that allowed anybody with the IP address to tap into the live feed. And people did that. And there were live feeds of babies sleeping in their cribs, people in their homes. So we brought an enforcement action. The idea of this was, of course, to stop that practice, but more to raise a little bit of a flag.
But a new or a small company seeing that kind of a flag, a legal prosecution, is going to get nervous. What can you tell me?
Okay, so when we're getting into a new area, I think it's very important that we exercise what I call regulatory humility. When there's a new technology, a new business practice, the first step is we should really educate ourselves as regulators, as law enforcers, about what that technology is and what the new business models are and whether there are likely harms to consumers and whether there are benefits.
So if you are leading one of those small businesses, what do you do?
So the FTC has tried to create some simple guidance for small businesses, startups, individuals acting in this space, so that you don't necessarily need to have the most sophisticated Washington, D.C. law firm to give you advice. So you can come to the FTC website, and we have blogs, and we are available. We have staff available to go out and speak at developer conferences and things like that. I've done an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. I've done Twitter chat to get this information out to businesses and startups, and covering a lot of things that I already talked about. Why are you collecting the data? Do you need it? How long are you going to hold on to it? With whom are you sharing it? And how are they going to use it? And what have you told consumers about that? And what steps have you taken to secure sensitive data?
And if you're hoping to make the next Pokemon Go?
In the children's space in particular, we try to offer even more guidance to business. And that, so if you're collecting personal information from children, and that includes biometric data such as voice, that the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act has certain requirements. Our real goal is not to play gotchas, not to catch anybody out, but give sufficient guidance so that companies, as they move to innovate in the children's space, that they know the rules of the road and can adhere to them.
Maureen, thank you so much for joining the show.
Well, thanks so much, David and Tamara, for hosting me. It's really been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you. Have you ever looked at the data privacy policies for any of the companies that offer services over the internet?
You mean the ones that say, click here to see your data privacy policy?
Yeah.
But when you click, you discover that you have to scroll through 49 pages of legal text to discover that the privacy policy means that nothing is private.
Right.
They own everything they can find. They can store it as long as they want. They can put cookies on your computers and freely distribute what look like crumbs on the path to so many gingerbread houses, and that they don't need to inform you if they happen to find a picture of you when you were, I would guess, 15 years old, wearing what I say is perhaps the craziest fashion choice in the history of Western civilization.
What?
And your hair.
David, Tamara, is Ms. Olhausen still in the building?
I'm not sure. Why do you ask?
Well, we've been looking at Maddie's app for her startup.
It's like the coolest thing! So it's augmented reality, and then it places full-action video figures atop your camera screen. And it uses the phone's accelerometer to simulate full-scale interaction with completely articulated, simulated...
Now, Rohit, you can talk nerd in just a moment, because people need to know how this works. They do. But we need to get to the point. Maddie's app collects a lot of data. A lot of data. It's data on kids. Collected by kids.
And it's a beta, and nothing is protected. But it is capturing everything. Voice, location, action, internet traffic, phone metadata.
Even it face. Oh, look, that shot caught you, Rohit. And it's not bad if you just stand up a little straighter.
And where is Maddie?
Her. Let me check.
You've got her phone.
Yeah, but she's with Skippy, and he's got an IoT collar.
Oh, good. That also collects data on kids. Find the two of them, and we'll close up.
This is David Alan Greer.
And Tamara Carlton.
For How We Manage Stuff.
Our guest this week has been Maureen Olhausen, a commissioner at the Federal Trade Commission. And I'll see if I can find her.
Who has been talking about data privacy in a connected age. We'll see you soon. Take care.
I'm here with Mr. Skippy to say that we're not collecting any data about you. At least, we think we're not. Maybe somebody better check that. It would be good. It would. Subscribe to How We Manage Stuff through iTunes or Google Play or our website, http://howwemanagestuff.com or Facebook or LinkedIn or wherever fine podcasts are sold. This is episode 16370, and it is copyright 2016 by Jaggi LLC, all rights reserved. And here's your stick. Here it is.